Larry Magid, the Twitter update seems to be a marked change for Twitter. In the past, much of Twitter's conversation has been out in the open. This one, now they've changed it, and it's a bit different. Tell me about the changes.
Yeah, I think this is an important change for Twitter. It's really an evolution. It started really as open, non-private communications. You would put out a tweet, and anybody who wanted to follow you could follow you. They didn't need permission. Then Twitter put in private tweeting, which meant you had to approve your followers. Then direct messaging, which has been around for a while, which allows one person to tweet to another, but only if they followed them. Then the next evolution was they made it so that you can actually send a direct message to somebody who doesn't follow you. They have to set themselves up for that. But they're gradually moving themselves into a platform for interpersonal, potentially private conversations. Competing with email, competing with certainly texting, competing with what Facebook has been doing for years, and competing even with other services that are out there that are moving towards this one-to-one or one-to-many private conversations as opposed to a public conversation.
Do you have any sense of why they would do this? How would it benefit Twitter to make the conversation more private?
Well, I think in two ways. One is that a lot of people are very nervous about being out there in public and are going to be reluctant to use Twitter if they feel that everybody could potentially see what they're writing and it would essentially be around forever. It's sort of part of your permanent record. So that's one to appeal to their customer base that wants a certain amount of privacy or doesn't want this sort of permanent record of what they tweet. Another, I think, has to do with the fact that there are other platforms out there that people are using for private communications. Texting, of course, is extremely popular, as is email. And if Twitter can capture part of that market, if they can get people to use their service in lieu of other obvious ways to communicate, that's to Twitter's benefit because they still, number one, can display ads around that, and they can also capture information about people's interests and habits, hopefully respecting privacy while they're doing that. But they can monetize on that. So it makes sense for them to offer private communications, one, to satisfy user demand for privacy, and the other is to try to break into the market share of other forms of private communications like email, text, Facebook, and others that are out there.